What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The things you're seeing right now are like miracles. Never would have thought USAID could be defunded. People were too scared. Too scared of the CIA spying on them. As we know they did. We know they spied on Lindsey Graham. We know that they spied on Rand Paul. We know that the CIA director, John Brennan, lied under oath to Congress about spying on Senate members. I've even played the audio from Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham calling them out, but nothing ever happened. Why? Because everyone's afraid of the CIA. Everyone's afraid of USAID. Everyone's afraid of these people. So why is so much getting done right now? People in Congress, for the moment, are more afraid of Donald Trump than they are even of a hatchet job by someone inside the CIA who is, they know, inside their computers, watching everything that they do. Why are they more afraid of Trump? They weren't in his last term. He's had almost no Republican criticism because Trump's approval rating is massive. Trump's approval rating was massive. See, the second Trump goes back to the numbers he had in his first term, and a lot of that wasn't his fault. It was just the beatdown from the Russia collusion hoax, 22 months of that. I mean, it looks kind of bad if people think that, Russia colluded to steal the election from Hillary Clinton and, you know, put you in power so you can launch a fascist coup or some stupid thing. It really hurt him. And he was at 42, 43%. You saw these Republicans get squirrely. They're afraid of Trump. They're more afraid of the humiliation by Trump than they are that the deep state might dig something up on them and use it against them. For now, if Trump's approval dips below 50%, that entire equation changes. And it just happened. Mark Mitchell, Rasmussen reports he's been tracking this. 12-point plunge since the middle of June. A lot of it is self-inflicted. It's Epstein. It's epic. And they got to find a way out of this, or this is going to halt his agenda. These Republicans are going to go sideways. They don't want to be voting for all this stuff, trust me. They just don't dare not to. But Trump ends up back down 42, 43%. He's going to lose control of them.
Well, just talking about his job approval rating, he hit net plus 8 June 15th, and it's been downhill since then, so he's lost 12 points now. He's underwater 4 points. People who've been following us know that we've been putting out a chart pretty much daily that overlays all the presidential net approvals going back to Obama 1. And where I was going into July 4th was I said, well, Trump's probably a day or two away from crossing over Obama's numbers. And where are we now? Donald Trump is crossing under Joe Biden's numbers. And so that's a pretty big reversal in less than a week. And the biggest news, I mean, that I can attribute to this, it's like maybe people have heartburn that the One Big Beautiful Bill was, the messaging was a bit of a mess. It doesn't cut enough. Maybe it's the news that Republican establishment is playing footsie with amnesty because of all the people who love slave labor. But the big one is Epstein, and people keep downplaying it. But this is not about a guy who died in 2019. This is about a representation of two-tier justice and about unaccountable government.
Trump doubled down yesterday, and it did not help. He's at this point, just stop talking about this. And it was actually kind of brilliant what they did yesterday, and I got to give Pam Bondi some credit. She took one on the chin. Trump came out yesterday and said, hey, Bondi can release what she wants, basically taking it off his blame plate, and he hands it to her, and she says, no, I'm not releasing anything. I'm done. There's nothing here. So that puts the blame and the onus back on her. It was a two-step hit. It really was Bondi taking one for the team yesterday. Trump made a massive, and I mean massive, error when they were at that press conference, and Bondi was explaining why she thought that Epstein, there's nothing there to prosecute with the Johns, and Trump steps in and just starts ripping his followers for caring about Epstein. And this might have worked. This might have put the onus back on her yesterday. But God bless him, he can't stop talking.
President, I know you've urged people to move on, but I'm curious, why do you think your supporters in particular have been so interested in the Epstein story and so upset about how it's been handled? Why do you think that is?
Why they would be so interested? He's dead for a long time. He was never a big factor in terms of life. I don't understand what the interest or what the fascination is. I really don't. And the credible information's been given. Don't forget, we went through years of the Mueller witch hunt and all of the different things, the Steele dossier, which was all fake. All that information was fake. But I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sorted, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going. I think, well, really only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going. But credible information, let them give it. Anything that's credible, I would say let them have it.
Okay, and that was the important part to Bondi.
But she's handled it very well. And it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release. Yeah.
He should just leave it there, put the onus on her. She'd probably have to leave. But that's what this is going to take to get out of this. And we can continue with the other 11 rescission spills. We can continue with probably the best 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks now, minus Epstein, of an American presidency I've ever seen, short of the Berlin Wall coming down. I think there's honestly no other equivalent. And to be in the hole like he is right now, he is under 50%. And when that happens, he's not going to be able to get the votes for this stuff from Republicans. They're only voting with him because they're scared. He's got to keep them scared. So I hope there's a way out of this. I don't know what it is, but continuing to talk is not. Continuing to beat up your supporters. That, by the way, when you look at the Rasmussen polling, Mark Mitchell was talking about, he's pulling likely voters. The fall off in support for Trump is not Democrats. It's us. It's his hardcores. He is losing people that are part of the coalition because of this Epstein stuff. And it's the strangest thing I've ever said. I don't understand it. Came out overnight and said it was all fake. Obama made it up. Well, the problem with that is that I've been, and Ann Coulter pointed this out overnight, I've been following Epstein and the Epstein case on talk radio since the early 2000s. Obama wasn't in office then. We were covering it in Florida back then. Nobody's going to buy that. So either stop talking or come up with a better solution.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Trump's numbers plunging by 12 points over the last month, including the two best weeks of a presidency I've ever seen. Minus maybe the Berlin Wall coming down. You get credit for that. And this is incredible. He's not wrong. He is incredibly frustrated. Given everything he's achieved, the court victories, the economic victories, the humiliation of the tariff-mageddon media. Supposed to be a total disaster by now. We're supposed to be just roiled by inflation. It's going to be terrible. And it didn't happen. Didn't happen. By, you know, for the most part, the economy is on fire. And everybody's talking about Epstein. And blasting your own followers for caring about Epstein is not a strategy. Especially not since last night, folks. Oh my gosh. Okay, Wired took a look at the metadata on that video, which is supposed to, according to Bongino and Cash Patel and Bondi, conclusively prove that Epstein killed himself because nobody went to his cell, except the two doors in the video are not his cell. They're somewhere else. His cell is somewhere else. It's not covered because that camera was out. They kind of didn't mention that. Yeah, well, now we're finding out it's not a minute that was removed. It was 3 minutes. And they're able to tell that by the edit on the software. So in other words, the embedded metadata that goes with the released video. Not 1 minute, 3 minutes. And folks, this is as bad as handing out binders that allegedly have the, you know, Epstein list in them, the Epstein information, and then people look it up and it's not even the best stuff that's been reported. We've covered better stuff here on the show. This is the most bizarre self-inflicted disaster I've ever seen. Again, we wouldn't even be here if Pam Bondi didn't do that whole round of interviews in the beginning of the year saying, hey, we're going to release it. Hey, look over here. Hey, come to the White House, get your binder. Nobody would, I mean, occasionally some troll online might say, hey, where's the Epstein documents? That'd be it. This is totally self-inflicted. It is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. Trump has done more damage to himself and the people around him have done more damage to him in the last month than the deep state did in his first term. Yeah, well, it's roughly equivalent. But this time, totally self-inflicted. And it ended yesterday in the absolutely bizarre spectacle. You told me 6 months ago this would happen, I'd be like, what? The Republicans just all voted not to release the Epstein files. Nine didn't vote. So Republicans blocking 211, Democrats wanting the release 210. And you know the Democrats don't want the release because most people in there are Democrats. But they're just counting on the Republicans to save them. I mean, this is just, they can't believe that. This is the first break they've gotten. So Congress vote with Republican votes, straight party line votes. I can't imagine the lobbying it took to do this. You know why? Mike Johnson, the speaker, less than a week ago, went on camera on a Benny Johnson interview, said, yeah, no, I really want the Epstein files released. I know I'll make that happen. He voted no. He voted to keep them quiet. Folks, it's been the Democrats, I mean, the Republicans demanding the release of this for years. So this was an obviously whipped party line vote, hardcore whipped by the Trump administration. Why won't they just, look, all they got to do is compile a list. At this point, Everybody who, look, make a list of everyone who ever wrote on the Lolita Express. We know the FBI has that. We know they have the manifest from the flights. That's fact. We know it. Put it out there. These aren't heard things. Put it out there and say, look, a lot of people wrote on this plane. That's not any kind of evidence that they did bad things. Maybe there's some people in here who did bad things. We don't have the evidence of it, and be done. There is a truck, literally a semi-truck load of stuff that the FBI swept up from the raids of Epstein's properties. Where is it? Compile your own list. And, you know, I keep coming back to, I think the problem is Trump will be on it. Not that he did anything. I don't think he did. If they had video or proof of any kind, we'd have seen it, trust me. But we know he was on the plane. We've seen the pictures. We know he was at Epstein's residences. We've seen the pictures, along with, like, everybody. Trump will be in there. And if you release that, there's going to be demands from the public for prosecution. I guarantee on a lot of these guys, they don't have the compromise. At least the Trump administration can't get a hold of it. And what? Then they don't take any action and they'll say it's because Trump's on the list. When the actual reality is, it would be hard to prosecute these people. It's probably something like that. Probably. But this is not going away. It's not. And I don't know what the solution is. And here's the other problem. Alan Dershowitz, folks, this is so strange. Alan Dershowitz is Trump's personal attorney and Epstein's attorney. He says, there is a list. I've seen it. And Trump and Bondi and Patel don't have it.
Is the government hiding a client list or anything that the Trump administration could release tonight?
No, there is no client list. There never has been a client list. A client list suggests that Jeffrey Epstein made a list of people to whom he trafficked women. What there is a redacted FBI affidavit from accusers. There are several of them. From accusers that accuse Jeffrey, that accuse various people of having improper sex. And that has been redacted. The names of the people accused have been blacked out. Now, of course, because I was the lawyer and I did only investigations, I know who all these people are. I could figure out, based on everything that I saw, who Mr. X is, Mr. Y is, and Mr. Z. I can tell you right now, none of them are public figures who are currently in office. Some of them were previously in office. Some of them are dead. But there is no client list. And the redactions could be undone if you go to court. So many of the things that are being suppressed by two judges in Manhattan. And they're doing it largely to protect the alleged accusers who are, in the view of the judges, victims, even though we don't know what their actual status is. But the judges have issued orders, which is why I can't disclose things I'd love to disclose, saying that you can't disclose this information. But Pam Bondi and the Justice Department and Donald Trump are not responsible for that. I don't know of any information that they could disclose that they haven't disclosed. Now, maybe there is some, but I'm simply not aware of it. And so I think it's important to place the blame where the blame deserves to be placed. The vast majority of people who are in the files, and I know them all, I've seen all the names, the vast, vast majority of them have already been disclosed. They're in articles all over the world. They're in books that have been written. So if we got everything, you would be shocked how few names are there that haven't already been disclosed. The media hasn't, by the way, done a good enough job in finding the people who have been disclosed in the public record.
True.
So that's that list.
So just say that. We don't have it. Somebody disappeared. I don't know. Say something. Because this isn't working.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.